Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
What does one Warren County supervisor think about the upcoming referendum on the Warren County Justice Center? Let's go in-depth with Supervisor Aaron DeCook. Aaron, you're on the Warren County Board of Supervisors. Bring back a facility that the people of Warren County deserve. So where do we stand on that?
Last year, very impressive to, in my estimation, the voters of the county approved a bond referendum that was location specific on Indianola Square for an approximate $30 million to build the Justice Center. That passed overwhelmingly by a nearly 70% margin, whereas we needed 60%, which is a very key number in any bond referendum, to build on the square location. Moving that forward, the plans had some changes, some alterations to them. What went out to bid, I would argue, is probably at an inopportune time last summer, came in very, very high. It came in at approximately $37 million. And so at the conclusion of that, when the dust settled on the bids that came in and high, we were sort of left at a crossroads on what are we going to do now, because we didn't have any capability of financing that or funding that project. And so we were left sort of in a bit of a limbo, and that has since broken, and we are now moving forward again, which I think is appropriate. At the end of August, I was appointed unanimously to be the owner, which is all of us, the county, their representative on the user group board, which is the design team, as well as all of the users. So we will have the county attorney there, Sheriff Foss is there, the courts are represented by Christopher Patterson, our maintenance person has been there, then we'll have DCI as well as our architect, Shive Hatterley, attends the meetings. And so I was tasked with, I'm not going to lie to you, a very difficult job in that we needed to get the cost of the building down, and down pretty substantially. To still have a functional building, it was certainly possible just to build to a number. So that was really one of three options as I assessed the situation. I looked at what are our options to move forward. So the first one, build to the number. If we had a bond referendum at $30 million, we had $1.2 million of reserves, we could build a building at $31 million on the square, and that was an option. Considering that the bids came in so high, to cut $5 or $6 million from the project, what you're going to lose is functionality. And so that was the one option right out of the chute that I was resolute in my resistance to do so, because if we build something for $30 or $31 million and it's not functional in 3 or 5 or 7 years, and we run the expected longevity of the building out to the life of the loan or 20 years, that is an abject failure in my mind. If we just said, all right, let's build it for $25 million or $30 million, but instead of having 88 beds of a capacity for our prison, we'll have 50. Well, if we're running at 60 some months, we're going to be back to transporting prisoners, but now we'll also have a jail staff, we'll have the bond repayment, and that is not what I was capable or willing to do at all. So as soon as that was more or less off the table, our next two options were this. We could add some resources to the building to build a functional building. That's the path that we're moving down, for those that don't know, because there's a bond referendum on November 5 where the county's going to request $3.5 million with the addition of the reserves, the interest from the bonds that until we use those proceeds, we do get to collect interest on them, as well as some reoffering premium. That certainly will be sufficient to build a building that I'm working on bringing the cost down on. So that is the path that we're going down. And the third option that seems to have some traction here, or had some traction here, is going to be to sort of scrap the project and the project site location and to move it to an off-site or a green site location is what it's commonly known as. Very important for every listener to understand this, that the proceeds of the bond, the actual language of that referendum specified the square location. That is what the people voted on. That is what the people approved resources to be used for. And so if this board or a future board determined that that's not what they wanted to do and that they wanted to move it, to use even a nickel of any of those proceeds for a different location, that is a start from scratch redo, and we would have to go back to the public and request funds. I think that happened in the past, where in maybe 2016, this county did take a referendum to the people without a location-specific site, and that failed. And so to do something off-site, that's absolutely a vote of the people. I think it's going to be more expensive to do so, and for a number of reasons, which I'm happy to explain my rationale and reasoning, that is not the path that was selected.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Warren County Supervisor Aaron DeCook about the upcoming referendum on the Warren County Justice Center. This is a complex issue. It's hard to build a facility like that. I mean, the things that you go through, securing the funding, even doing the design, is very complex. And Warren County has had a history of bond issues not getting passed. And so the fact that it passed so significantly, this previous one, is really pretty amazing.
I 100% agree with you. And that's one of the factors. There's a number of factors why I've sort of led and been behind the push to complete this project in a timely manner. Still being respectful of the taxpayers and getting it done on this location is because when I step back from it all and look at the alternatives, what I give a lot of weight to is the fact that if this project gets derailed and we go to a different location, I'm very confident that, one, multiple fights are going to occur as to the where. That was evident in the decision to choose the square location this last year because, for whatever reason, the Catholic Church near the Catholic Church site was opposed by some. South of town was opposed by communities such as Norwalk and Carlisle, which would travel further distances. North of town probably makes the most sense, I would contend. But Indianola certainly has some amongst them who want to do future development in that zone, and they aren't real keen on having the building there. And so the problem is, it goes back to the getting of the 60% necessary to do anything. And so as I looked at that possibility of moving the building, I'm not going to deny it. I gave some real thought to, is this viable? Does this make sense? Do I feel as though the voters of Warren County are going to provide, I'm not going to call it a blank check, but a bigger check to do so, because we're going to have land acquisition costs if we went down that path. The big key is that a structure like this, and with the jail capacity that we are building to, that's not a building that can be on a lagoon. You can't run septic lateral lines to cover that many flushes. It has to be on sewer. Well, sewer is only found in cities predominantly, and so you're either inside the city or you're darn close to it. The further that you move away from the sewer line, now you have additional infrastructure costs by bringing a main sewer line to the building. You have paving costs, you have a parking lot costs, you have land acquisition costs, and then the other big issue that I saw adding expense to a green site location is that right now Indianola has a massive hole in the middle of their square. I don't anticipate that that's a very positive thing for not only the business community here, but the town and the county's pride as well. Having that hole there, it's an eyesore. It's something that we need to address. But the issue is who addresses it and with which funds. And so as I looked at a green site location, the reality is that something has to occur on the square. And I've heard great ideas. There are some legitimate, awesome ideas out there about a park-like setting. I heard an ice skating rink, a fountain, picnic area, fire pits, smaller building, whatever. Lots of great ideas, and ideas are wonderful, but at the end of the day, most things cost money to make happen, and so who pays for that matters, because what we have to keep focused on is how do we reach the consensus of 60%? And so as I looked at it and I talked to constituents in the Norwalk-Cumming area, as I talked to the mayor of Carlisle and others in that area, as I talked to people that are south of Highway 92, what I discovered was that there wasn't a real large appetite to use county as a whole resources to build a park-like setting for Indianola. I asked the folks in Norwalk how many parks Indianola's built for them, Carlisle or Milo or Lacona, and the answer is zero. Nor should they, and I get that. But that doesn't, if that adds another $1 million to the project, you're going to lose some support from people saying, well, why are we spending county resources to build a park for Indianola? Now, when you take the opposite side of that coin and say, okay, well, it's an Indianola problem. Okay, that's fine. Justifiable, I get it. But then Indianola is going to have to pay for a park-like setting there, so they're going to be on the hook for $1 million or $500,000 or $1.5 or whatever the deal is, and it's county property, so do we sell it to Indianola? There's a whole bunch of other wrinkles there, but if Indianola feels as though that they're now on the hook for additional expense plus the cost of a justice center somewhere else, we're very well going to lose some support from the folks in Indianola. I sort of do math. And I understand that there's an approximate 15,000 people that live here. And in keeping a demographic of 60%, you just can't lose too many parties to still hit 60%. And so, you know, for a lot of those reasons, a compromise was made last year to go to the square site because the county already owned the ground. It was a feasible site location and it was possible. And so that's what the deal was. To change that now and to change that in the face of a almost 70% vote that was location specific, I think absent very compelling facts, that's just not something that I think would be appropriate.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Warren County Supervisor Aaron DeCook about the upcoming referendum on the Warren County Justice Center. Okay, so the original bond issue was for what?
$29.9 million.
And this new one that the supervisors are asking the community, the county to vote on, how much is that?
$3.5 million.
Okay, and that's to make it right?
That is to make it right.
Okay, so that you can build the building that is needed.
Needed and functional over the life of the loan, at least a 20-year building, that would be expandable into the future beyond that. So in the event that 88 or 96 beds are no longer sufficient in 20 or 25 years, there's an expandability process to get it up to 120 or 130. The building that's being designed now has some shell space in the basement for additional courtroom facility downstairs and county attorney expansion downstairs. And so that portion of the building can go down. So yes, that's what the $3.5 million are for. But I want people to understand one other thing. I know we might be running short on time, but the other thing that I want people to really understand is that on that 3.5, as I thought about it, I'm not going to tell you that we didn't run the numbers. I know exactly what that looks like on the debt levy at the very low current interest rate environment. It's an approximate 9 cents on the debt levy. So I'm not making light of that 9 cents. It's money. But when you take 50 plus thousand people and amortize it out over 20 years at historically low interest rates, what $3.5 million looks like is 44 cents per month on a $100,000 home. And so for someone who owns a $100,000 home, it would be 44 cents approximately on a monthly basis to pull that additional 3.5. You can do the math at a $200,000 home, that's 88 cents a month. At a $400,000 home, it's $1.64. So while that's not a lot of money by most people's perspective, what I concluded was this. I think the voters here, I think the residents of Warren County are tired of the mess. I think they're tired of continuously being asked for more from their government. And so as I thought about it, I want people to know that it didn't sit right, that even though it wasn't a great deal of money per person, I felt it was appropriate to do something a little different because I'm not exactly a politician. I want to solve problems. And so what I concluded was this. I've made a public pledge to offset whatever that $3.5 million is. If it's 8 cents on the debt levy, 8 cents comes off the general supplemental levy. If it's 9 cents, it's 9. If it's 10, it's 10. So a penny for penny exchange to get this done. The reason I'm doing that is not because I think it's punitive, but on the other hand, I think that the county can have some skin in the game to get the project done correctly, done right, starting to dig this spring. It'll go out to bid this December, and we should have the letting date in January is the plan. So I want to make people aware that a yes on the 3.5 isn't the tax increase that they think's coming. We will offset that the next fiscal year, which will be budget season in February. But I want people to understand that. The second thing that I really want people to listen to and understand is this. The referendum requires 60% passage, but we would not be the only county to do this. Many counties, and it's legal, many counties are using what they call reoffering premium. So the $20 million that's next to come out, I think we've pulled about 10 so far of the 30, the next $20 million, we have the ability to charge to pay a higher interest rate, and for that we would get a premium on our bonds. So we can pull an additional almost $4 million from the next $20 million by paying a higher interest rate, a premium interest rate on the bond. And so if the vote comes back and we don't hit 60%, but we hit 50% or 48% or 59%, I'm here to tell people that it will be my preference and my desire and my vote will be to use the reoffering premium and get the building done between our reserves that we've set aside and the reoffering premium. So that is why I'm very diligently working on beating the cost down on the building to get it under 35, to get it around 34.5 or 34, because I can finance that. We can finance that one of two ways. We can do it the prudent way, which is pass the 3.5 and have it offset, or we can do it with a reoffering premium. But either way, it's my plan to move this forward and start building this thing this spring.
Thanks to Aaron DeCook for contributing to the program. Tomorrow in In-Depth, Supervisor Crystal McIntyre's perspective.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in-depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.